episode 37?
37.
We're at like 60.
67. What the hell am I on?
Drugs.
37. That sounds right. It feels like the last one we did. Oh, because the last one we did was 63.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 64 of Game Over Nation. I am your host, Javi Rodriguez. With me this week is Dylan Roush.
Hello.
And Gabe Philbin.
I'm the man now, dog.
We are
recording without Ryan De La Rosa this week. He's busy playing with his Skylanders.
And his pouch of marbles.
That's right. So,
guys,
what's up?
Not much. There won't be a lot of mech talk today.
Yeah, no mechs.
I think the site's had enough mechs for the last month.
Never not mechs.
Never not mechs.
Always not mechs.
Am I the only one that just finds mechs? That whenever a mech looks like a person, like with a head and everything, it's just hilarious.
No.
No? It's not funny?
It's okay, I don't really care. What's wrong with a mech having a head? It's obvious where you gotta aim. I think if they really want them, they should put a head on the mech, and so they're like, oh, that's the cockpit. I better aim there. But the cockpit is actually someplace else.
Cock fixing his dick.
They've already done that
like
once.
Like Zone of the Enders?
Seen that before.
Isn't the cockpit in the cock in Zone of the Enders?
Yes.
Yeah.
Giggity.
They still have a head, though.
So realistic.
But yeah,
it's just
my
so
plan
erotic.
Is to make an obvious spot where you want to aim your guns and then have like the cockpit being the knee. No one ever thinks of shooting the knee.
We say there's going to be no mech talk.
Sorry.
The first thing
we
do
into a pit.
Let's talk about
we
mechs.
Fall into this pit.
I used to drive a mech until I took a missile to the knee. That's where the cockpit is.
This is where the cocks live. Get you one.
If I knew this was going to happen, I wouldn't have even suggested that.
A photon laser to the knee, which is also the cockpit.
All right. So there's not really much to talk about other than this
video games
thing that happened today.
Of
video games and how the journalism industry both acts about games and reacts to journalists reacting to games.
And they're both
very poetic.
Video games and other non-video game things suck.
And at the end of the day, everything just ends up being terrible again, so.
You guys want to elaborate? Because I don't know what the
hell
I don't even know
what's going on, really.
So,
today we're going to talk about when the things suck. Because
things suck.
Gabe,
There's a now infamous image of Jeff Keighley floating around the internet of him looking just dead at a camera.
It'll probably be the podcast header.
Yes, you'll see it. You'll see it as the podcast header. Yeah. Him looking dead at a camera with Doritos to his left and a big-ass Halo 4 Mountain Dew poster to his right.
You mean Game Fuel?
Yes. Fuck me. Game Fuel. And the internet reacted to this as saying that he's not a journalist and he's only in it for, like, selling out and all this nonsense. Not nonsense, pretty true, but, and that resulted in a whole examination.
That picture was its own entity before this whole article?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
That picture was floating around before...
It had nothing to do with anything, really.
Act 2 happened. Act 2 of this whole thing revolves around the Eurogamer article written about, sort of about this picture and then examining... another example that this picture kind of represents involving a journalist named Lauren Wainwright, who tweeted some things at us at the game of like some what was the fucking event like the Game Awards some Game Awards show, She tweeted some things about winning PS3s and giving away headsets and all this stuff for journalists. And the article quoted her saying this and started, like, calling into question her morals with Square Enix because she, like, is clearly very, like, one-sided towards them with, like, all her love for Tomb Raider and how she can really be objective when she's so into this one game. After that, those couple tweets, or those couple quotes about things that she tweeted, Lauren Wainwright came to Eurogamer and said, like, accused them of libel, allegedly, and just defamation of character.
This is coming from the author.
Yes.
This is the author's take on it. It's not clear whether it really happened, but yeah.
This section isn't necessarily official. It's all allegedly, and...
Which is why I don't like it, because I don't know.
Well, and bottom line, a guy wrote an article, and then lost his job.
Yeah, basically his superiors made him change it.
Yeah. They were forced to change it because, like I was saying, allegedly Lauren Wainwright came at Eurogamer with charges of libel and defamation of character, which in Europe is much stricter than it is in America.
Just the UK.
Yeah, I mean,
and
UK,
actually,
sorry.
As a direct result of the UK libel laws, the US passed a law last year where US citizens are not affected by it.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, they are Eurogamer, not UK.
Yeah, I know that.
Gamer. So why don't they? They could just slice that part of Europe off. And only
just
write
cut it
for the rest. Yeah.
But. As Dylan's saying, like, you can't really tell what happened, and that's another problem with this whole situation, is how cloudy it all is, and just how cloudy this all is, just how ridiculous it's all blown up into, because that's not even where it freaking ends. Now Lauren Wainwright's being attacked by the community with, like, rape threats and everything, and then there's backlash from that. It's just, whenever something happens in this industry, there's just, like, wave on wave of just backlash and just people yelling.
My biggest problem with, like, once someone, like, says something, I guess, not PC, then all focus goes from the actual crux of the argument to that fucking one goddamn comment or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, let's ignore the issue and deflect it with misogyny. Ha! And that kind of shit. And which, really, we shouldn't lose sight of the original argument. Which...
Yeah.
I mean, it sucks, yeah, but it shouldn't affect what we were arguing about in the first place. Please do not lose sight of the original, whatever, situation.
Well, I think that people aren't PC because they like consoles.
Javi Rodriguez.
Thank you.
You should just have a fucking slap bit of, like, if you make just horrible jokes in a podcast. Hey, fuck you.
You should just do Punfest 2012.
Punfest.
Oh, God, Extra Life's going to be rough.
Oh, it's not Extra Life. I can't think of a pun.
Come on, that's clever. Because it's sort of PC, because it's consoles.
Yeah,
Come on.
I get it.
That's funny. That's fucking funny. Funny. You just hate it because I said it.
Yeah.
You're jealous.
I'm totes jelly.
Anyways, here's the thing. Like, the internet, that's the internet. Ever since, like, I used to blog on IGN, you'd get into, like, the most intense, heated debates in the
about
the
little,
the
tiniest shit.
Blog. You go back and forth, and you get heated, and like, oh, they responded. Oh, my God, I can't believe they said that. And then you try to get people to rally behind. It's just, that's the internet. That's people.
Yeah.
And, I don't like it because of focus on shit that is not the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's like,
well,
in this case, it commenters and all this, like, all like, the people that come in.
Yeah, they're an
them,
asshole.
A lot of them.
Continue.
Like, change the subject of... Like, her charging Eurogamer with libel and, like, blowing this up into something it shouldn't have been. And they changed it from that into just saying she should get raped. And it's like, come on. I like to think you're better than this. Fuck you. I'm sorry.
That is...
I mean, let's...
awkward.
That's obvious that that's bad and wrong and people are stupid. But let's talk about the issue at hand here. I guess that guy wrote that article because he sees something in the industry that he thinks is, I guess, unethical. Or
yeah, like, well, he sees something
to
wrong.
To shed
how...
a bit more light on this. I'm actually agreeing with what he says after reading the Forbes article, and they had the image that she used to work for freelance for Square Enix.
Yeah.
It's like, which is no longer there, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah, so Lauren Wainwright, yeah, she used to freelance work for Square Enix, but... which also calls into question all this nonsense.
Yeah.
It's just there's so much just weird things and so many little details in this story that it's hard to keep track of everything. And, like, the original article wasn't, based around bashing Lauren Wainwright. It just, quoted what she said, in her,
he
what she tweeted.
He used her as an example. It was
a
resource.
I think if there was...
Reference.
If he didn't have to remove that, there wouldn't be as much of a...
Yeah. And
focus
the author
on this,
of it,
which I think the original. I like his article actually. It did. I think it's fine even without what he quoted her. It's still worth a read because I agree with him.
Yeah, but he removed it and lost his job, right?
Well, he left.
Yeah, he quit because they made him edit it.
Okay.
Yeah, so the author Rav.
Hey, that guy stands by what he says though. Like, these people, his employer wanted him to jeopardize his integrity and change an article, because someone said something. That's standing by your, his words have weight, or he's doing what he said he would. He quit. He won't continue to work there, so good on him.
Yeah. Well, what his article originally was talking about was just it originally started with the picture of Jeff Keighley and stated how this guy is the games expert in our industry. Like, that's how he is advertised as. Like, that's how he's introduced as. Like, he's the guy. Like, he's the broadcast journalist of the games industry. And here he is just surrounded by promotional items that have nothing to do with games. And so and it moves from that to just talking about how it's not just him, it's games journalists in general, and how they are all intertwined with PR people in the games industry.
It's true.
And how
this is the only industry
where it's
spoon-fed right to them, which is basically just a big marketing machine.
Yeah,
and
the relationship
because they get their money from the advertising and shit like that.
Yeah, the relationship between PR and games journalists and this industry is nothing, no other media or any other entertainment industry. At this video game awards, the games media awards, that's what it's called. He's reporting about how he sees all of them just getting along and just they're all buddy buddy with each other and just all sharing drinks, but that's not how anything really should be, with their jobs the way they are. PR people aren't usually fans of journalists. Journalists are it's almost their nature to just make PR people mad.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess journalists, in the, definition of the word, or traditionally what a journalist is, they seek truth, and they ask questions even if they're unflattering. Actually, you know what, if you want to look at that kind of journalism in the video game industry, you want to look at the independents, Brentalfloss. I saw a little video, and I tweeted this when he went to the Wii U event, and he sat down with a PR guy for Nintendo and asked him questions that would be hard to answer as a PR person. He's all why is this better than the Wii? Why didn't you guys make this better than current gen graphics? And he just a journalist would, ask tough questions, seek truth. You don't really see that in the industry. You see a lot of just, hey, show us what you want to show us. All right, thanks. We'll present it. You know, I mean, the closest you get is when an editor writes a preview that's not flattering, that says, oh, it's buggy, it looks like shit, blah, blah, blah. But even that, I don't really see too much of these days.
Yeah, well, previews in the games industry are usually very, like, lenient. It's like, it's still very early, so we're not going to really, like, get on it too much, unless it's, like, absolutely terrible. Mm-hmm.
You never see someone, like, interviewing a director of a game or someone or a PR person and saying, they never say flat out, hey, this sucked about the last one, or this sucks right now. Why did you do this or that? You know, nobody ever like pushes buttons.
It's weird when
let's help each other out. Happens. That's what it is. It's like a compromise.
Yeah. It's like that. That's what I remember. When Gears of War 3 was about to come out, Cliff Bleszinski like flat out said, Gears of War 2's launch was horrible, so we're not going to make Gears of War 3's launch like that, because Gears of War 2's multiplayer was just like absolutely broken, if you guys remember when it launched.
No, so I don't.
I thought that, like, that was, that's like such an anomaly to hear. Just, like, a developer bash his own game. I mean, it's just like, everything that's happening in this story is just like sort of a lack of backbone and integrity with these people, except for the original writer of the Eurogamer article, Rab Florence.
Yeah, that if that lady did like do something, she must have, right? Like that's why that.
Who knows? Because the one that she does work for said they didn't say anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she might have. I don't know.
Who knows? It's all. I'm frankly, no one's ever gonna know.
Yeah. But I don't know. Like if.
Here's
the thing. Like, that guy said that openly that he stalks other journalists and sees what they do and what they accept and all that stuff. To really put it in perspective, Gabe, like, we were at PAX as media. We went to the Konami thing, and we were fucking stoked to get our little gift bags with, you know, the Metal Gear shirts and posters and all that stuff. Like, yeah, that's awesome. Thank you, because we're fans. That's exactly what that guy's talking about. So, you know, to be completely transparent here, game journalists are fans.
Yeah.
Flat out, you know. Luckily, the game, these are fucking video games. You know, luckily, it's not that big a deal. It really isn't. It's not like we're like lobbyists and, you know, pushing some horrible political plan to make us more money. We're just fucking, we love video games. You know, so, like, I don't think this is... this sucks, but there's a much more horrifying thing that's happening in the world.
If you say that, like, that can be said for anything. It's like, someone just got blown up in Iran. Oh, well, three people just got blown up in Syria, so who cares about Iran?
I mean, well, what do you...
I don't know what can be done. It's just the way things work, and that's like the problem of it all. The way our industry is structured around is like this connection between marketing and like editing, and that's not how things really work.
News channels on TV, like if they have news that would reflect poorly on their advertisers. Generally, they won't run those stories, you know, and it's the same thing with video games. You have a negative review for Kane and Lynch, and you have Kane and Lynch ads everywhere? Sorry, Jeff Gerstmann, you're fired. It's the same thing. I don't know. So,
it's something I hope that we can miraculously grow out of.
I don't know. Everything is moving towards more, and it's becoming, I would say, more and more corporate. I mean, this year in particular just seems everything is a spin on why you should feel bad for insulting EA or that kind of thing.
I just think that on the bigger sites and stuff, especially ones that are not privately owned is a big plus. Like, you're more likely to have legitimate writers and stories and less of that whole pushing for this or that. Sometimes. It matters, actually, when you're too small, you can, you know, dip into corruption, too. I mean, I've been offered to write reviews for sites. Like, do you want an early copy of a game? As long as we give it, you know, above an 8, they give out review copies.
Really?
What? Yeah. Like, I've been told that.
Wow, I didn't get an offer like that.
Well, when I was a blogger on IGN, they were recruiting lots of bloggers to come write for free on these sites that make a decent amount of money, and at least a decent amount for, like, the 5 people that see that money, you know? And they just go out and recruit bloggers from all the video game sites and have them write for free because it's like, hey, I write for a video game site. I get review copies, you know? But you're told, on some of those sites, you're told to give certain games certain scores. I mean, that shit really happens. I mean, it's because it's a smaller site. It wouldn't see the review copies that early if it didn't, you know, prove itself, or if the publisher didn't see profit in it. Which, yeah, I mean, there's corruption everywhere and shitty shit everywhere.
Definitely. The whole model of it is just, I think, flawed from the start. But, you know, it's not like with the movie industry where, you know, shit, you can pay $6 and get into a movie, have a review by the weekend or whatever. This, I mean, some games take 20, 30 hours to beat. Well past the launch window to get a review up if you go out and buy it yourself. It's rough, man. Sounds rough. And it just sounds like, frankly, we need to really examine what we're doing and just take, and I don't know, maybe trust word of mouth a bit more than actual written shit.
Yeah, I mean, word of mouth.
Well, this, like, this, I think this image might be from, actually, like, a couple weeks back. I think it might have just been released a little bit ago. Because I remember, after, like, seeing all this, I remember an email I got, I don't know if you guys got it, from some publicity group, offering a 5-minute interview with Jeff Keighley. But, like, I thought, it was okay, an interview with him could be interesting, but then it tells you what you have to ask him. And it says, you can only discuss the key games that were playable at Comic-Con, the best video game titles due out this holiday season, and then teaming up with Mountain Dew to launch Double XP and help gamers delve into new exclusive gaming features through DewXP.com. Double XP will help amplify the Halo 4 multiplayer game experience, allowing players to level up and start using new abilities faster than ever before. And it's like,
stop,
that's
being
not an
so
interview.
Fucking fat and drinking Mountain Dew. God damn.
Like,
sorry.
And it said you can only air the content if that's all you ask.
It's an advertisement disguised as an interview.
Yeah.
But on the flip side, as devil's advocate, is there anything wrong with Jeff Keighley or whoever's in charge of this saying, hey, we'll do this with you, with your site. We'll give you content as long as, you know, we work together.
Yeah, if you agree to it, you're buying into it.
You get what you agree to. So is there anything, I mean, other than, you know, seeing that, and it's very obvious what they're trying to do with that, but is there anything really wrong with it?
It just goes back to the idea of this guy being, like, the face of game journalism. And, like, he's being used and, like, abused like this. This is all just going to be turned into, like, a sob story about Jeff Keighley's life.
I'm sure with the lucrative amount of money he's getting.
I'm sure he'll be fine.
Yeah.
The rise and fall. No, just the rise. The rise.
The rise and stay of Jeff Keighley.
What are they saying? Rise. Jeff Keighley was that little boy.
Yeah. The Keighley rises.
Rises. Such a lovely voice.
Man.
I'm so sorry.
That's some shit right there. That was, I don't even know what to say about that.
Perhaps
fuck
nothing
you.
Needs to be said at all.
No, I said what I had to say. Fuck you.
Bottom line, I think that you just choose your publications that you trust, know who they are, who the people writing are, and, you know, just know who you're reading. And,
yeah, be wary of what you're reading. And just...
Yeah. I don't know.
It's... I wonder how long it will take before it all boils over. Probably a day or two.
Oh, you mean like this controversy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember Mass Effect 3's ending?
Dude, that lasted for like a month.
Yeah. It was still shitty.
Remember Penny Arcade making rape jokes?
Oh, I love dick wolves.
Remember that one dude that got ripped apart by Penny Arcade?
No.
Or
no.
The guy that was like, you know, was like arguing about this kid who's emailing in about a controller he pre-ordered.
That people decided was apt to keep going after the guy after. Yep.
Yeah.
According to Ryan, he instigated more shit like during PAX. I don't know.
Who? Paul Cristoforo?
Yeah, like Dylan was saying that they're picking on him like bullies themselves, and I brought that up to Ryan, and he's like, no, the fucking guy said shit to them or tried to get into PAX to take pictures or something. I don't know. I was like, oh, okay. I don't really care either way.
This is just another notch on the fucking giant-ass list of bullshit.
Shit that the entire industry starts to... like, everybody with a Twitter account thinks that they need to...
chime in.
You know, chime in and
kind of like
lift a torch.
Yeah. About. I watched Frankenstein. Right, it's exactly just, like that.
What's what we're doing right now. We're recording a whole show about it right now.
And you have the fucking right to do that. Go ahead and tweet your little heart out. But it's just unfortunate that these tweets end up going to
wishing jobs get lost and shit. That's
yeah.
Tough.
Like,
I don't know.
Everything's terrible.
I love that website, by the way.
Go check out everythingisterrible.com and go check out
Something Awful is still around.
Something Awful.
Still have Photoshop Friday? Because that was awesome.
I believe so. Something Awful is still around because they have the paid, you have to pay to become a member. Hmm. So it kind of filters out the shit posters and retards.
That's where we found Edward Penis Hands. That was awesome.
All right, well, let's move on to talk about our little Extra Life shindig.
Charity! Children!
Charity.
Hey,
we do it,
guys, remember Extra Life, that 24-hour gaming
that
marathon?
That happened last week.
Fuck that shit. We're doing it this weekend.
We're doing it this weekend. Tomorrow, in fact. Wait, no. Yeah, tomorrow, in fact.
Depending on when you listen to this. We're going tomorrow? To be doing it Saturday, the 27th of October. Yeah.
From 4 a.m. Pacific to 4 a.m. Pacific.
Why the odd time? Because
we all get
sleep.
Up at odd hours anyways.
Yeah, me getting up at odd hours is usually about 8 hours later than
so
the odd hours.
I wake
up
at 3
now.
Every night anyways and go to bed.
You may be asking yourself, listener, hey, why do I care that these guys are going to be playing video games privately in their homes for 24 hours? Well, we're not. We're going to be playing video games on Google Plus. Or even on our YouTube channel, apparently. We can stream
that,
right? Yeah,
we're going to be streaming it all fucking day.
All
fucking
day.
Night.
Most of the day for me.
Yeah, so...
And it's Halloween festivities, so, you know, maybe you'll see some costumes in there.
Yeah, you're going to want to keep an eye on the Twitters.
You're going to want to keep an eye on the Twitters, on the Google chats. We're going to be playing Uncharted. We're going to be playing Team Fortress.
Yeah, we're going to be in our Halloween costumes, by the way.
Yes.
So, since it's the weekend of Halloween.
I just teased that.
I've been
asshole.
Spooked! Spooky.
Who wants spooky, to play spooky. Uncharted with me while I'm dressed as Nathan Drake?
Who wants to play Team Fortress with all of us when I'm dressed as Gangnam Style?
Really? Did you just...
Fuck. Well, I didn't know if people would know who Psy was. They're gonna know Gangnam Style.
I'm sure if they're listening to us, they probably know. I'm just... I don't think we have a lot of people that aren't really savvy on... If you are, I'm sorry.
What?
Internet cult savvy, I guess. Whatever.
Whatever. I'm gonna look stupid. So
I know that.
That's the long story. Holy shit, Gangnam Style has 530 million views.
Jesus.
Oh, God. Christ. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah. Extra Life. Yeah. Video
Extra
game.
Extra Life. We're going to be playing with you guys.
I'm going to be drinking, I'm sure.
I'm not.
I am sure I already have a bottle of whiskey right next to me.
You're going to fucking pass out.
I don't pass out from drinking, dumbass.
Yeah, I don't know who the fuck does that, idiot.
You fool, fool, fool.
A fool's errand.
So yeah, check us out Saturday, all day.
Extra Life, it'll be fun. Come join us.
I'm going to throw a pizza on my neighbor's
room. We're going to be around all day, so you're going to be around at some point on Saturday.
If you have something you want to play... Hop into Google Plus or whatever. We'll link you on the tweeters.
Yeah, you can comment live on the Google Plus.
Oh, really?
Thing,
so. See, I've never even done this before, so
yeah.
Look for technical difficulties. Yeah, you know what? We'll be up and running by 5 a.m. We're going to start at 4. So
Ryan might not because
Pacific.
He's probably showing someone how Texans roll.
Roll marbles.
Roll marbles.
Ryan might. He will. Ryan definitely will.
Yeah, Ryan's gonna be in here. He's the one that actually made a lot of money.
Well, I just mean he might be like an hour after us or something.
Well, we're all starting at the same time.
I know we are. We didn't.
Ryan's
we
do
came
it.
Up with this without Ryan being here.
Yeah, well, that's his problem.
Delicious.
Calling you out, De La Rosa.
Yes.
Yes, so look forward to that, please. It will be fun. Alright, well, let's hop into some listener mail about it.
Let's hop into some listener mail. How about that?
Yeah, listener mail.
Prototype?
You almost said his name!
It's me, Prototype 1115. Oh, so it is. Hello, Nation. I have a few questions for you guys, but first, I have to compliment you on the great MechWarrior Online videos. You hear that, Ryan?
Great.
People like Someone your videos, it. And you're not even fucking here.
Not even. What
kind of fucking person is he? Jesus Christ.
Football is stupid. Said, stop watching it.
Prototype says, what are your thoughts on the Marvel Heroes MMO? I haven't heard about this.
I've only heard that it exists. That's it. That's all I've heard.
DC Universe sucked.
Yeah. Like, that's what I'm kind of basing this off of. The last comic book MMO that happened was DC Universe. And
I couldn't care less about City of Heroes. I hate MMOs.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I think. I don't
everything
know, like, I don't
everything
care.
What Javi said.
Yeah.
I want a really good Spider-Man game.
Me too. Wait, why do you? I didn't know you liked Spider-Man.
Because anything with the grappling hook or anything like that is amazing.
Okay, so I'm looking up the Wikipedia on this game.
The whip.
The Wikipedia on Marvel Heroes.
Yes. Players will be able to choose from a large and diverse cast of Marvel superheroes. So you're not making your
if
own character,
so,
huh? You're going to be using... The Marvel.
That could actually be kind of interesting. So, like, there would be, like, a ton of different Spider-Mans, like, the kind of, like, Shattered Dimensions.
But here's the catch for me. Unplayable villain characters include Doctor Doom. Thanks, assholes! Let's just cut my favorite Marvel character out of everything. Nope, you aren't doing anything with Doctor Doom. Fuck!
What? Is it because of, like, Fox?
He's probably unplayable because
he's a villain.
He's like one of the main, one of the main
well,
villains.
Well,
so that's kind of cool.
Let's have me be able to play as a Doombot then.
Right, if there was one DC and one Marvel character that you could permanently switch places, who would they be?
Spider-Man.
You put Spider-Man in DC?
No, he said Marvel.
No.
Switch. Oh, Jesus.
Two characters
I
around.
completely misinterpreted that question.
I would put Batman in Marvel. I would replace fucking the Submariner with Batman.
And so Submariner would be in DC?
Yep, making DC even
fucking
shittier.
Fucking Wonder Woman?
Yeah, I said it. Yeah.
I feel like if Batman... I don't know why I have this impression, but I feel like if Batman went to Marvel, then... I don't know, he wouldn't...
Awesome.
I don't know, I feel like it'd be more cartoony.
Doom and Lex Luthor. They're both megalomaniacs. Okay. Fucking
but
smartest
you
people.
You wouldn't want them in the same universe?
I would, but that's not gonna happen.
So basically, well, what I'm saying, what I'm seeing with this question is, like, what I ask myself when I'm trying to answer this is, do I like Marvel or DC better? What's the best part of the lesser one? I like Marvel much better than DC. What's the best part of DC? Batman. So I'm going to put Batman in Marvel, and I'm going to remove the weakest link of Marvel, the Submariner.
I don't know, man. Squirrel Girl's pretty shitty.
I like Squirrel Girl. No, I don't even know who that is. What about Rocket Raccoon?
Hey,
that
Guardians
from
of the
Death
Galaxy
of
is fucking awesome.
Exactly.
Was it like Buster something? Fuck.
Booster Gold?
Whatever.
Booster Gold.
What's wrong?
Yeah.
I love Booster Gold.
He's so dorky.
I know. His whole story is he's from the future and he travels back in time, so all of his future tech makes him seem super heroic.
He's the one that gets punched into space, right?
I don't fucking remember. I like Booster Gold, though.
Alright. Who will play Assassin's Creed 3 Revelation?
Wait, what?
I don't know.
Assassin's Creed 3.
Yeah, I mean, he means like a spin-off to Assassin's Creed 3. Would we play it?
Assassin's Creed.
I don't know if it's good. I thought Brotherhood was pretty good. I haven't played Assassin's Creed 2 Revelations yet.
I'll get around to Assassin's Creed 3. If he means Liberation, the Vita game.
Oh, yeah. That one looked kind of cool, but I don't have a Vita. Yeah. Gabe does.
Yeah, I'd like to get that. As long as,
I
just have to be
careful.
I think,
Gabe, you should get
spending.
That instead of Assassin's Creed 3, and then wait for...
Yeah, I mean, I probably would.
Well, okay.
Really?
My whole thing with Assassin's Creed games is I wait a year because then I can find them for $5 like I did Brotherhood. So, now's about the time I should go look to buy Revelations.
You want to get Assassin's Creed Vita over the third one?
No. But I don't
know. No, it looked cool. Gabe was complaining
really
about not
much...
having games on his Vita.
I don't complain about that. I got plenty of games on my
Vita.
Vita
sucks. Fuck you.
3DS sucks. Fuck you.
I am enjoying it with wherever it is.
And I am enjoying my Vita.
Yeah, well, you're wrong.
So suck on my dick.
You're wrong.
All right, well, you won that one, I guess.
I know.
Damn.
What is your favorite sports shown
team?
Who is the bot. What
was my favorite sports team in general? Mm-hmm. Yeah, do I have
to
pick one?
I don't want
to
talk about sports right now. Chargers are giving me a heart attack.
First of all hail King Laserface, Philip Rivers.
Fuck you. Yes, I am a Chargers fan and a Padres fan, and both of them are just shitting all over my dreams.
Chargers. Oh, your team's so bad.
Fuck you.
The Chargers are like that unfortunate like level of bad where it's like they really could win games.
I know.
But,
they had Doug
they
Flutie,
just won't.
Phillip Rivers, and Drew Brees on the roster at the same time and they still shit the bed.
Is it because of the coach?
It's because of the coach. It's because of the general manager.
Norv Turner has been the head coach of the Chargers for... How many years has North Turner been the head coach of the
Since
Chargers?
Since they fired Schottenheimer, which was 2005, 2004?
Yeah, so he's been the head coach for about 6.5 years,
and
too long.
And every year they choke in the last fucking half.
Yeah. My favorite teams, probably football, Colts, with the close second of the Texans. Love Arian Foster. Big fan of the U.S. women's soccer team. They're like my favorite soccer team to watch.
Oh yeah, I have a rivalry with Javi's girlfriend over soccer.
Oh, the Sounders versus
Real.
The Real. Real Salt Lake.
Real Salt
Lake. Authentic Salt Lake.
Not fake Salt Lake.
Mm-hmm. Genuine Salt Lake.
How much is that worth in TF2?
I don't know.
Genuine.
I know what
joke.
You were saying. I wasn't gonna
fucking slap bet.
I already have a slap bet going with a friend of mine over the Giants and Tigers right now, and I think she's going to win.
You have the Tigers winning, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
After seeing the Tigers pretty much bend over last night, I was just like, she's going to slap
me. I'm really excited about the slap bet between Devin and Harris. To explain that, it's a... Harris said that... I think it packs next year.
He said something stupid and Texan.
He said there would be 3 games on the Wii U that would work exactly the same on PS3 and Vita. So, like, using the Vita as, like, a similar Wii U controller. So, he said... Yeah, he said that. And Devin said, no fucking way. Which I agree with Devin. So... doesn't happen, Devin gets to slap the fuck out of Harris, and I can't wait to see that. It's gonna be awesome. After being so let down by Harris's slap to Javi.
What, he didn't slap you hard?
No, he fucked
dude,
up.
Dude, it was
like
bad.
Almost, like, half karate chopped my face, but
what?
Like, very softly.
So
it wasn't a slap sound or anything, it was like a.
It was like he
thought
was,
that you
it
were
was
gonna
as if
retaliate.
He tried to burp a baby.
He was like, it was, I'm gonna slap Javi so old. Javi might be mad if I slap him.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I better cut my hand.
It's a weird thing, like, mentally preparing to be hit really hard.
Slap bets, it should be unexpected. You walk up, whack!
No.
That's how we run things.
No.
I've been slapped.
I would fucking knock him out. Like, I need to know it's coming.
Oh.
I would be, like, enraged.
Oh, well, don't get in a slap bet with me or anyone up here. We've been doing it unexpected. Like, hey, Dylan, whack, right across my fucking face.
Oh. Oh, boy. Yeah, I would be furious.
We're usually drunk when it happens, too. We've made quite a few slap bets up here.
Alright, I don't care about sports. If I had to choose a team, I guess... Well, I like the Eagles on football because I chose their colors. I like their colors.
Green and black?
Yeah, well, they have like a really cool green. It's like a teal almost. It's kind of like metallic looking. It's fucking rad. I like the Eagles. Sounders, because I live in Seattle. Real Salt Lake when they're against the Sounders. Just to troll.
Just to piss off your woman.
International soccer, I like Spain. And I like the U.S. And Germany, because I like their colors. Alright. What are your favorite state fair foods?
Corn dogs.
Jeez.
corn dog.
This is like the widest array of questions we've ever got.
I've never had a funnel cake, but I want one.
I don't like
them.
They're too greasy.
Fried
for
dough.
Me.
Fried dough is pretty cool.
That's funnel cake, isn't it?
Is it?
It's just like dough just shot into a fucking
thing.
Fryer and then covered in powdered sugar.
I guess.
I like corn dogs, but back
corn dogs are solid.
Back when I lived in San Diego, we used to go to a fair called the Del Mar Fair, and I would get these big ass fucking like 8-inch pickles. Oh my god. They were amazing. And they weren't cucumbers, they were pickles. Yep. The last state fair I went to, I ate too much. We went to the farmer's tent, and I ate some goat cheese, and it was really rancid, and I ended up being sick for a week and throwing up.
Ugh.
State fairs!
State fairs.
Alright, well, that's it from Prototype. Thank you for all those questions, man. You're the shit. Like,
yes, indeed.
Everybody that's listening right now, write into mail@gameovernation.com for next week. Gabe, do you have our Twitter questions on hand?
Ah! Sorry, an ad just popped up and scared me. I can check real quick. Make noises.
Anytime now. I'm clicking. I see two questions. I see one from Mr. Too Fresh, and then there was one someone tweeted the other day that said, I sent you... Oh, never mind.
Yeah, it was prototype saying, I sent you questions.
I was like, who the hell was it that said that?
So, Mr. Too Fresh wrote, if you had to live in another country besides the USA, what/where would it be?
Probably Germany or Italy, because I'm a big fan of Germans have a lot of sausage, and that's pretty good.
and beer.
And probably England, because they have good beer. And then Italy has good food. I like food a lot,
Italy does have good food.
But I like beer more.
Yeah, England would be cool. Italy would be nice, too, because Italian women, what's up?
I like beer.
Yeah.
Italy isn't known for their beer.
Would be nice. Spain might be alright, too.
Australia is a really chill place.
Yeah, fuck you. Spiders.
It's just really expensive and deadly.
Yeah,
snakes.
Spiders. Fuck you.
Criminal's a hat.
You're a criminal. That's a hat.
Seriously, probably the UK or Italy, top of my list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Seattle.
Fuck Seattle.
Seattle, you should move to Seattle. Everybody should move to Seattle. Just
not
saying.
Canada.
There's plenty of room. Nope, you've gone too far.
How dare you bring that up?
Too far north.
Yeah. Mr. Too Far.
Mr. Too South.
That was terrible.
Maddie, come up here. Matt, you're in goddamn Portland. Very close.
And that was our shorthand Twitter questions.
Yes, sir. All right. Well.
Oh, whoa!
Thank you,
whoa! Whoa! Who's here?
Housekeeping.
Huh? Oh. Ooh.
Ryan's not here.
Oh. Ryan went away. Ryan's gone.
Wrong person.
He's partying in Dickinson. Partying. That's not a metaphor.
It's not a pun. He's literally at Hooters right now.
Yeah.
He's at Hooters.
Ooh, in Dickinson.
No,
he's
in
cheating on Buffalo Wild Wings?
How dare he?
How dare he?
It's probably the same Hooters that has our stickers all over.
Yeah, fun fact, go to a Hooters in Texas. I don't know which one. You might find our pins on boobies.
Yep.
They still have them on.
Yeah,
right?
They do.
No, yeah, of course.
We have a sticker in some random bar with a ski in it. Ryan put our sticker on the wall. Also, there's a stick. You can find a Game Over Nation sticker in the women's restroom of this burger place in Ballard, Washington. Mm. Seattle, Washington.
Interesting.
So, yeah. See, if you find a Game Over Nation sticker, take a picture of it. Don't send it to us. Just take a picture.
I'm going
to
stick it on the pole at a stripper club before getting thrown out.
Just run up on the stage, slap it on there.
Haha! Try and get that sticky stuff off. Even if you peel it, there'll be residue.
The fact that it's a stripper club makes that sentence so much worse, Dylan.
I know. That's why I said it.
That's why you say everything. Just on the mere idea they could get worse.
My goodness. So, that be the end of episode 64, Game Over Nation. Thank you very much for joining us this week. I hope you find the time and your good heart to write in for next week.
To mail at Game Over Nation.
Is mail at gameovernation.com. I am your host, Javi Rodriguez. You can find me at JaviG0N on Twitter. Gabe is RabbitWombat9. Dylan
is Dr. Until Rod-Gan-Ween. Halloween is over, I am RabbitWombacula.
Dr. Rawdog.
No. Currently, I'm Dr. Rawdogstein.
We're festive.
We're celebrating Halloween. I'm Dr. Rawdogstein. Until Halloween, then it's back to Dr. Rawdog.
Yeah. Then we'll bring it back to true form.
Make sure to track us down. Make sure to follow Game Over Nation on Twitter. Also, check out the site. Ryan's been putting up blogs and videos, and we got the podcast and Boogie Bam Bam Bottle. We got lots of stuff going on, so check that out. And until next week, arrivederci.